Today's August 3rd, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $29,204.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, you know, just enjoying an afternoon beer.
An afternoon beer? Man, I'm jealous. I'm having an afternoon, late afternoon water.
Sounds healthier.
Yeah, it's riveting, man. Tell you what. So nothing like news this week has been fairly tame for the most part, but there were a few interesting things that I thought maybe we could start talking about. The first one, and I kind of brought this up to you, you know, before we started recording, was the Fitch Rating Agency downgraded the U.S. government's top credit rating on Tuesday, a move that drew angry responses from the White House and surprised investors. So they basically took us from a AAA rating to a AA+. So we dropped one whole letter, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, still too high, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you own any government bonds or anything like that. I don't know if you really are expecting to get paid off, especially if it's, you know, far in the future, but that's just me.
Yeah. No, it's definitely kind of, I don't know. I think, you know, when we look at the spending practices of the U.S. government in the past, you know, especially over the past few years, yeah, I would drop their credit rating too. They're spending like crazy. I think they were saying that something like our interest is getting close to $1 trillion just in interest payments alone.
It happens when you get to $30+ trillion in debt. So yeah.
And then once it hits that, like it's just gonna like it's gonna go off the rails. But yeah, I was very kind of interested to see that. And it actually, it's hurt a lot of the market, you know, across the board with that kind of news based off basically what their findings is. I mean, finally, the U.S. dollar is losing some strength. It's about time. When I say that, I mean, it's funny because the U.S. dollar losing strength is not necessarily a bad thing if you're in the United States, right?
Well, if you're trying to export or import some stuff, that's pretty bad. But if you're trying to export stuff, that's not the worst. The thing is I don't know how much exporting America does anymore.
I don't think we do much.
No, I think we import dang near everything, at least all the raw manufacturing and stuff like that. So long term, I mean, short term, that's going to be very painful if the dollar really does start to fall.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's kind of a scary thing. Something that kind of coincides with that, though, too, was there was a poll that just recently came out. It was from CNN, and they surveyed 1,279 adults and found that 51% think the U.S. economy remains in a downturn that is getting worse, even as indicators like job growth, GDP, and inflation suggest stabilization or improvement. The persistent pessimism comes as U.S. President Joe Biden nears his re-election launch for 2024.
Yep. Well, I mean, but just from my perspective, all the numbers that we see on CPI, job growth, I mean, I believe none of it. I think all of those numbers are cooked. And who are you going to believe? Joe Biden or your lying eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will say, I mean, the one nice thing that kind of happened this week, and this was the first time that I've seen it, like we went to the grocery store. It's like the first time we got out of the store with, you know, like a $150 basket for a week of groceries. So,
yep.
I mean, it had been getting to where it was like $250 was basically the standard for us for a week. So Yeah, but I don't know. At the same time, though, we didn't buy meat that trip.
That's probably a huge part of it, right?
Yeah, we waited and we were going to buy meat later. So, yeah, I don't know. And I mean, it does, I completely agree. I mean, I don't think the U.S. economy is doing great and wonderful. And as much as they want to, you know, prop it up and act like it is, like, I think consumer spending is gone. I think any of that extra money that most of the Americans had is gone. I think a lot of people were smart and they kind of squirreled away some of that Obama money, or, you know, the relief money that was sent out. It wasn't Obama money, but
we'll call it Biden bucks.
Biden bucks, Trump dollars, Biden bucks. You know, I think those reserves are gone at this point. There's no way that people are still holding on to that, because that wasn't that much money.
Nope, not for the amount of inflation that we've seen basically from it. No, it's not. So all I'm saying is the economy appears to be not doing well. All the numbers are cooked. I don't believe anything when it comes to... there was 2 quarters of negative growth last year, but they managed to change the definition of a recession. So we never experienced a recession.
Right. Right. And at the same time, it's like the Fed is looking for that recession.
Yep. Well, they're looking to cause one.
Yeah. And which also, if they would have only let it happen already, then the Fed would be like, cool. All right. We're going to start lowering interest rates.
We're going to lower interest rates. Well, we have a place to go now, but we can't go below zero. But another interesting thought, I mean, this is more political and historical, but anytime, from what I understand, any incumbent president that's running for re-election, if they've had a recession in their last couple of years in office, they pretty much lose every single time.
Yeah. I can't imagine, like, usually, like, if the economy is not, that's like one of the biggest things, right? Like, is economy and gas prices. If you're going into, you know, if you're going into re-election and those two things are not good, I don't think the odds of you getting re-elected are good. But I could be wrong. I could completely be wrong. I have no idea. It could be, you know, 70% of the United States population loves Joe Biden.
Yep. That's it, you know. But I also, you know, I don't really go to Joseph Stalin for my guidance on anything in life, but he did say something pretty apt. It's like, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Yeah.
Kind of relating to the economy, or the economy appearing to collapse, you know, one of the tricks in history as well is the fact that When economies start to falter and they start having issues, the government tries to create a monster overseas to slay, you know, and especially with some of the stuff that's going on between Ukraine and Russia with the attacks on Moscow recently. I mean, Donald Trump got impeached for suggesting that Ukraine look into Biden's finances in Ukraine. And now... we're basically, how many times has Trump been charged with something this year? Just in the past few months, is it like 3 or 4 things now?
3 or 4 things now, yeah, because he just got indicted again today.
Does anybody stop and reflect on where we're at right now? This is just insane. We're going full-on banana republic. I mean, then the only thing that would be crazier if they pulled a Zelensky and made it illegal for somebody to operate a competing political party.
Yeah.
It's messed up, but I think that's kind of where we're heading. If things keep going worse and worse, unfortunately, war is usually the path for at least distraction.
Yeah, and usually it's usually a good kickstart to the economy, right?
Well, certain sectors of the economy.
Yeah. And speaking of interesting war type stuff, we listened to the guy on a podcast, and the gentleman's name was Jason Paul Lowry. He was part of the United States Space Force, and he was talking about Bitcoin as a weapon. And I think we actually did a podcast about it. We actually discussed kind of his theory there, and I thought it was very interesting. And so he had written a thesis, and just recently that thesis has been pulled by the Pentagon. They don't want it out there anymore. So you can't get the book any longer. I think you can still get a PDF version of it, but it no longer exists to purchase, whereas you could get it in, you know, just about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Interesting.
So I've been searching, like I've been looking to see if I could find it.
And
yeah, like on eBay is the only place I've seen it listed, and they want a whole Bitcoin for it. So good for them.
Yeah.
I don't need that bad. PDF version's fine.
Yep. I'd like a whole Bitcoin for some pocket lint I have right here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, the one book that I do still want to get is Safedina Moose's new book. So that one I will pay some money for. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting talking about war and then having that kind of got pulled from the shelves. And I'm just kind of curious as to why they didn't want it out there anymore.
No, but just to briefly talk about his theories, is he kind of, remember he mentioned that Bitcoin was kind of an offense, but it was also a defense alliance, and everyone that put their money or their computers towards the mining of it was like your offense and your defense at the same time being secured. Mm-hmm. And it's not just secured by you, but it's also secured by your potential enemies.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was one of the first things that a weapon like that could be used to raise all boats, you know, at the same time. Like, it was a positive outcome for everybody.
Yep.
Which was unlike anything else that we had ever seen before, which his perspective on that I thought was very interesting, you know, because like you said, you know, your enemy securing it, you're securing it. Meanwhile, you're both doing each other a service by securing it and right. keeping each other kind of honest with it. So yeah, I really thought his take on that was extremely interesting. We got to get a hold of his paper to actually dive into it and exactly see what all was in there. Cause I didn't know exactly what all was in there. I didn't see, I didn't read it, but all I knew was what he had posted in that podcast. So, MicroStrategy is back in the news. They, increased their Bitcoin holdings to 152,800 Bitcoin, and they're actually going to sell a bunch more stock to buy, well, they're selling $750 million worth of more stock to buy some more Bitcoin coming up.
How much is their stock going for these days?
Let's see. MicroStrategy, MSTR is their ticker symbol. $389.91.
Wow.
They're high. Well, and this was probably, yeah, this was during the bull run of 2020 and 2021. Well, 2021 mainly was $1,034.31. So they're not that high, right?
They're way off their high.
But their previous, I mean, before that, all the way up, I mean, from August of 2018 to, it looks like, October 9th of 2020, their stock looked like it basically stayed in the $141 to $146 range. And then they made the announcement that they were stacking Bitcoin, and that's when they went up to $1,034. But I mean, basically that was the closest thing you could get at the time until this, you know, if the ETF is going to come true, that was the closest thing you could get within the traditional finance market of having like a spot ETF for Bitcoin was to buy MicroStrategy stock because it was basically backed by Bitcoin, right?
Pretty much.
So, I mean, and that's kind of interesting now. I mean, we've got Michael Saylor's like dumping back in again. He wants to really get into more Bitcoin. Like, it's not like he's not really into Bitcoin already. And, you know, we've got the Bitcoin ETF for spot ETF being done by BlackRock, Fidelity. I think there's a few other ones. Charles Schwab is in there. Kathy Woods, ARK Invest is in there. Grayscale, I know, had another one on the docket. I know they were supposed to sue the SEC, but Grayscale is actually now requesting, they sent a letter, like a 6-page letter to the SEC requesting that they approve all the ETFs at the same time. That way it's fair. They want a level playing field for everybody. And I think economists and analysts are saying right now, they're saying 64% likelihood that BlackRock will get approved for the spot ETF. I think it's better odds than that. I think there's only one time that BlackRock's ever been denied of anything by the SEC. So we'll see.
Well, I don't know. I think Larry Fink knows how to bribe the appropriate politicians if somebody was going to get in the way of them. You know.
Well, when you own the market, like, are you going to tell the people that own the market no?
Exactly.
You know, and then it was kind of interesting too. They had a filing, or at least a allocation recommendation that came out. I believe it came out at the end of last year, but they said that what they wanted was 84.9%. The optimal Bitcoin allocation is a large 84.9%, and then 15.1% scattered around amongst stocks and other things, according to their
people. That's very Bitcoin heavy, you got to say. 85%.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, 84.
84.9. I mean, you call it 85 if you want to round it. But like, that's a crazy allocation. Is that, you know, and BlackRock getting in there is one of those things where it makes me like, I get excited. And then at the same time, I'm like, I don't trust you guys. Like, where is that going to go?
I'm in that boat with you.
Like that, and that allocation spread, like if they really start to recommend, oh yeah, we want 85% of your portfolio to be in the Bitcoin. I mean, yeah, that could do some amazing things for Bitcoin, but then what if they crash the Bitcoin market and they take everybody's money? Well, if they don't have it already.
Maybe that's how they force ESG onto Bitcoin.
Could be.
ESG, diversity, equity, and inclusion, whatever the other acronyms are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and I definitely smell a rat. That's all I can say.
Yeah, like, I'm excited because I, you know, I was watching some of that press briefing, or the House briefing on that crypto bill that they passed last week that we discussed. And I mean, it's kind of interesting to finally see, after being in the market for so long, see that kind of stuff in the political sphere, like where they're talking about it, you know, on the floor of the House, and they're passing basically bills, legislation. I mean, it's still got to go through everybody else, but I mean, it was cool to finally get to that point. It's taken a long, long time to get there. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully it continues to stay rosy with the outlook from institutional players.
Indeed. Well, you know, that's the thing. Some of the things in the news, I mean, I think it will only help Bitcoin, especially if the dollar is going to be downgraded. I mean, I think the biggest winners in that would be gold and Bitcoin and potentially the future BRICS currency, but we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, well, so here's my question to you. If you're one of those BRICS nations, which country would you want to hold the gold?
Well, I wouldn't trust any of those countries.
I think that's the point.
But I think it's going to be the biggest dog in that fight, or in that team, is going to basically be the leader, and that's going to be China.
Yeah.
At least from what I can see right now.
No, I agree with you. And I mean, I don't know. It's like asking the 40 thieves. Like, I mean, at least United States is as jacked as we may be. It's the devil, you know.
Exactly. And we may cook the numbers kind of bad, but I mean, the Chinese Communist Party has been fantastic at cooking books for a long, long time.
They're very good at calculation.
Well, an obfuscation, I can't speak right now, but yeah, if you read any of their numbers, if you compare China's growth to according to their official numbers, and you look at, who was the scam artist from, that was exposed in 2008, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
If you look at their numbers side by side, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have no way of knowing, right? We can't go in and audit them, so we have no clue what the hell China's actually done.
Exactly. And that's part of the reason that they've made those laws where nobody can go and audit them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bitcoin a bust for me. I would not trust any BRICS currency myself, but that's just me.
Was there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
I think that's enough for tonight.
Cool. Yeah, I agree. Keep an eye out. Newsletter. Website revamp. Merchandise. It's all coming. It's still in the works. Just keep your eyes out. As soon as we have the thing set up for the newsletter where you guys can start coming in and registering and signing up for us, we will make sure and blast it out there to y'all. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.